Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. 3 guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just joke, cause he woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit that, got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of the shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J. Uncle Van with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. 3 guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang.
Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't gonna get about you, bro. Yeah, yeah. Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, suave.
And it's just raining. That's
is it raining?
Cedric does a joke about that. Every time 112 comes out, at some point it's gonna be raining in the video. And it's just raining.
Yeah, I saw Rod eating them wings. I was like, let me go take some wings out the freezer.
Oh, is there gonna be a picture in the group chat later?
Yeah, we got a wing stop down the street, so I might do that today.
I did the Popeye's ghost pepper wings. I just needed to try them. I saw a commercial and wanted to know if that was good.
Yeah.
How are they?
I can't do real hot anymore.
They're not real hot. Karen doesn't do spicy, and Karen was able to eat them all. So they're really? Not hot. The problem for me is they're just mid. I didn't find the wings to be that great. So
they're a little dry.
Popeye's missed on this one. Sorry.
And they got something comparison to Bojangles biscuit, cinnamon biscuits. And they were okay. I like Bojangles.
Bo-berry biscuits.
Yeah, Bo-berry biscuits.
Yeah, some type of strawberry biscuit. But yeah, the ghost pepper wings was just all right. They didn't get me this time, Annie. Go back in the kitchen and cook us up another batch of something.
I tried the KFC nuggets a couple weeks ago because people were posting about how they're better than the Popeyes nuggets, which I think are just standard nuggets anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just standard nuggets too. Like, I don't know what the big deal is. The chicken sandwich changed the game. Everybody expects Popeyes to have a number one hit every time they release
it. Right.
And everybody getting the chicken.
And they advertise according to that effect. Like, they definitely put the extra stank on their new food to be like, you better get in here now.
Yeah,
like,
this is a new shit.
Be gone. Shit. You know y'all like this shit.
Yeah. I had the fish sandwich. It was pretty good. That one was good. Yeah.
I wish they would go back to Popeye's having the nuggets from when I worked there 30 years ago. More than that. Those were better. Those were like actual pieces of chicken. It wasn't like processed thing. It was like an actual chunk of chicken.
Who
meat.
Had good, who had good like chicken nuggets was KFC used to do popcorn chicken.
I remember
not the shit they have now. It was like little Bob, but before that, they just shredded up the breast and just threw it in the breading and deep fried it.
Those were excellent. Now it's like
they're like little processed. Balls? I'm like, this is not.
You know what used to smack was Bojangles Buffalo Bites. Y'all probably don't got that up
there. I never had those, no.
They don't even sell them no more. But if it was like, Andy, you worked at Wendy's or no?
No, my brother did.
I worked at Wendy's.
Okay, you worked at Wendy's. I knew one of you did.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember how we make that joke about you take the grilled chicken and you cut off that little piece?
Yep.
It was like a box of those. Them shits. And it was in some type of like buffalo, like a little spicy powder, not burn your throat spicy, but just a little, you know, a little seasoning and just kind of juicy, bruh. Them things never missed.
We used to order them all the time because they would come, you could order them like by themselves.
Yeah.
And so we used to just eat those and they were all
Buffalo Bites never missed. And then they just stopped selling them.
And Dom is in the chat room saying she worked at KFC when we had the chicken, the popcorn, chicken, the popcorn. That man, I'd have got fired because I'd have been eating it all the time. That shit was so good.
Handfuls of popcorn chicken falling out of your pockets.
That shit was ridiculous. It was really good. It was really good.
You know, yes. Man, this sounds so basic, but you know what else I used to like was McDonald's Mighty Wings.
Yeah. Those are great.
They had
wings?
Yeah.
They were enormous.
I don't go to McDonald's much at all. You know,
right. You know what? One time,
ice cream. I used to go to McDonald's to get ice cream a lot.
One time when we were doing the podcast at Tim's house, they brought back Mighty Wings. And I went and got like a 5-piece on the way there. We would just like grab food and here. And I was like, you guys want some of it? Like, it was too much wing.
They was good value, because that was the thing. They cost more than you think a wing from McDonald's should cost, like $1 a wing or some shit.
Yeah.
But they was hitting.
They were really good.
And they was big. Like, you wasn't getting shortchanged where it's like, oh, okay, I see how you got me. Nah, them shits was hitting, bro. Mighty Wings.
Roided up chickens from McDonald's. Yep. They were enormous.
Chickens in.
That's that old Patton Oswalt joke.
I remember I used to, when I was in high school, I used to walk to school because I lived within walking distance. And there was a McDonald's that I would pass every morning. So I would stop in there and get
that McDonald's on the corner. Yeah.
And get me my sausage McMuffin and then just eat it while I'm walking to school. And it got to the point where the McDonald's employees started recognizing me. So as soon as I walk into the McDonald's, they're handing me the sandwich.
Damn.
Like, am I that predictable?
Yeah, they might have had a name for you. They might have had a nickname for you that you didn't want to hear.
Here comes breakfast sandwich guy.
It comes sausage McMuffin boy.
When I was at Popeyes, we had a guy we called Molester Man. I don't know if he was a molester, but he just had that vibe about him. He always came in alone and ate alone and ordered a giant iced tea, and he would always come get refills of it. And he was just weird. We just called him Molester Man. We know nothing about this guy, but as far as we were concerned, he molested kids.
Yeah, they probably
and
did.
It was funny to us.
Nothing makes you feel, for me. Nothing makes me feel fatter than when the people know me. You know what I mean? Like when you call the Chinese people and they be like, Mauro, hey, what's up? I got to slow down.
This is when we was younger. There was this one Chinese place and it was excellent. It was like your high, you know how you got your basic Chinese and you had like your regular Chinese where they charge a little bit more, but it's just better quality.
Right.
And this is when I worked at Shoney's. So every day when I got work at Shoney's, I would call, order it, pick it up, and then come home. And it got to the point to when they heard my voice, they repeated the order back to me. I was like, yep. And we spent so much money that it was a few times I went to go pick it up. They was like, it's on us. I was like, God damn, how much money am I spending here? They was like, we got you today.
I had to stop going to Sheetz. I lived in Leesburg. There was a Sheetz they opened up near my apartment. And they're open late. I was up late. I was like, oh, this is great. I can go get like a hot meal anytime I want. This is exactly what I've been needing all these years. I started going in there too much and they started to get to know me. The whole thing about Sheetz is it's a touch screen. You just go and just punch in your order. You don't have to speak to a person. That's the whole point. And then they started talking to me. And I was like, I can't come here anymore. I can't go to Sheetz.
I felt a way about
it. Defeated the purpose, huh?
I felt a way about conversation. Like my man used to be asking me about the Hornets games and shit. I'm like, bro, what's happening?
He did start asking us about the Hornets games.
I gotta start cooking more. I gotta cook at home.
When I work at Shoney's, we had a guy too. But the thing about this guy was, there were several restaurants around us and he had been eating there for so long because he had been coming there years before I started working there. We knew on Mondays he went to the KFC, on Tuesdays he went to this restaurant, then like 2 days after he would come to our restaurant. So I was like, God damn, y'all know his schedule. And he would be like clockwork. I was like, wow. They was like, yep, he parks and we see which restaurant he goes to every day. And we know at the same time he comes back 3 p.m. So we know, and he only tips 50 cents. Nobody was getting more than 50 cents for that man.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to work at a place where we delivered. It was like a mom and pop pizza place. They sold cheese steaks and stuff too. And this trailer park was right next to it. And this one trailer would always order from us. And we got to know the guy's names who lived there. So we started writing each person's name on the bag. We knew who ordered what. They never told us. Right. One of them was named like Jamie. One of them was something else. So we just took the bag and just wrote Jamie on it. And then we wrote the other guy's name on it. And then shortly after we started doing that, they stopped ordering.
I can see that.
They were like, what the fuck, man? Like they just stopped.
All right, Andy, let's go ahead and get into it.
Well, before we do that, Ava had a moment yesterday. We had a family moment yesterday a little bit. I came home from work and Amy goes, listen, so Ava was watching a thing. You know, she's a Teen Titans girl. Teen Titans? I think it's not Teen Titans. It's the new Transformers. So she was like, they went out to eat yesterday. And the new Transformers has a trans or a polyamorous or something character. I don't know. I don't watch Transformers anymore.
So animation.
I don't think it's trans. I think it's non-binary. There we go. Which is a non-binary.
A non-binary transformer or like a human character on the
show? Non-binary transformer.
Okay, the actual transformer. Okay.
Right. Which, by the way, transformers are not real, but okay.
Right.
Well, they're right. Woke. They're
woke. They are kind of woke.
Ava watches
a pickup truck and a sports car.
Seriously? Ava watches her little YouTube breakdowns of episodes, and some girl was on there complaining about how they're trying to infiltrate the youth and trying to change the youth's mind and trying to use the LGBTQ, you know, agenda, and they're pushing on them through the cartoon. So Ava was upset about that. So she was telling my wife about that. There's nothing wrong with being bi. Anybody can be non-binary. Why is it good to, and then she tells my wife, there's something I want to say, but daddy doesn't like me to say anything like that. So I'm not going to say it. So Amy's like, well, what do you want to say? She's like, I mean, daddy's going to, she just say it. It'll be okay. If you feel like, just fuck them. Anybody can be like that. Oh. Fuck them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, well, she's
nobody been listening.
So, well, she's and then she was like, "That's a that devil bitch talking about Transformers." Devil.
So when I came home, Amy was telling me about it. And she heard me, and Amy said she came and she had to, of course, tell me and repeat many fucks. And I was like, "All right, that's enough."
Oh, so the floodgates are open now.
No, they're not. But they're not. But okay.
The transformer in question,
an applicable situation,
is called Nightshade.
Is that the one that turns into a motorcycle?
I don't know. Laura Ingraham's talking. All these right wing people are talking about it. Megyn Kelly, children's TV show Transformers Earthspark has sparked controversy by introducing a new non-binary character. The animation series features a robot called Nightshade, who says the word he or she just doesn't fit who I am. And ask other characters to use they, them instead. The machine adds that the term non-binary is a wonderful word for a wonderful experience. I don't see any pictures of Nightshade in this article.
That's not Nightshade.
That must be Nightshade.
Libs of TikTok tweeted about it.
Oh, well. Because
there's a new, I noticed in the new movie, there's a character, a feminine character who's a motorcycle.
RC.
Mm-hmm. RC. Yeah, I guess I don't keep up anymore, so I don't know all the characters. No,
she's from back in the day. She was Transformers. Okay. She's just a character that's finally making it to the movies. She may have even been in the last movie.
Okay.
But she's
they not. Had motorcycle characters in the last movie, but not they had like three of them, not like this.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, I can't remember if she was in the one where they went to London and shit.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember if she was, because so. At some point those movies got so convoluted. It's hard to remember.
I'm gonna go see this next one because I like how it looks.
It did a soft reboot, so I'm here for it.
Yeah, Bumblebee was good too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the non-binary.
Yeah, let's see the non-binary. The non-binary emails.
Okay, well, this is I'm trying to see where they transform.
Slow down, Adrian. Adrian's like, shouldn't they all be non-binary? Slow down, Adrian.
Whoa! Now you're getting too woke.
I say that was not.
Slow down, Adrian.
Bars.
You getting woke on me?
Seriously, right now you getting woke on me? Don't go getting woke on me. Oh! Don't go getting woke.
They all woke.
I'm not even fucking machines. They're really aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They're like, I guess they're sort of alive, but they're machines.
They're the Borg.
That's why they can't let me write shit, because I would be pissing people off by changing shit like this all the time. Because I'd be like, oh, well, they're going to be mad about this one. Right. Hey, make Optimus Prime kiss Megatron. Let's see what happens.
Let's start with the comments on episode 11.
In our culture, the males kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
They hold hands.
Megatron's not just my enemy. He's my lover.
There was a comedian that said that that the Decepticons were just drag queens.
They sounded Starscream did sound like a drag queen. On if drag queens had any sound, it would be Starscream on the original cartoon.
I think it'd be Starscream and Megatron.
Starscream sounded a lot like Cobra Commander to me.
Might have been the same actor.
Could have been the same guy.
Always that. Go ahead, Andy.
I'm going to go by episode. We have episode 1199 last week, the Monday episode. Raphael left a comment. Shout out to Mike B, asking all the right questions. I finally got to understand what Rod's been saying about a lot of Black people in America not really being exposed to the royal family of the UK. Growing up in a former British colony, I don't think that we had any option but to be indoctrinated in that nonsense. Anyways, before King Charles dies, I hope that old hag writes my checks ASAP because he owes me money before he goes upstairs. As a conqueror, I've already seen the future. On Cleopatra, I'll leave this here. Highly recommend his podcast, by the way. And he sent a link to a tweet from History of Africa podcast. Says, regarding the controversy surrounding Netflix's Cleopatra, I've seen many people online spout the same argument. Archaeologists exhumed Cleopatra's sister in 2009 and found out she had African DNA. Every single part of that statement is wrong. And this thread will discuss why. And I'm not going to read the whole thread. It's a long thread. Mm-hmm. On that same episode, we got a comment from Kimberly who said, on glasses, we were talking about glasses last week, I use Zenni. My distance vision is real bad, -775 and -8. My lenses alone used to cost me $250 at the traditional optometrist, and that was when my vision was -6.5. I have my current prescription in glasses with no line bifocals, anti-glare coating, blue light coating, ultra thin, and they still kind of look like Coke bottles, and they cost me under $150 with a 10% veteran's discount. I've never been able to have so many backup pairs of glasses before in my life. On The Murderous Marine, this is Daniel Penny. he got perp walked a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. On The Murderous Marine, once and a Marine, always a Marine.
Still calling him a former Marine.
Yeah. Once a Marine,
y'all
always a Marine.
Claiming him double bitch?
Y'all he's just devil. Devil. once a Marine, always a Marine. Out. Even when they embarrass us as an organization, he knew what he was doing. In combat training and Marine Corps martial arts training, they emphasize not to keep a choke hold going when we're sparring so we don't accidentally hurt each other. He knew what would happen if he did it, and he meant to kill that man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then we have some comments on last week's Thursday episode.
Oh, shit. Biden was at Howard University today for their graduation.
Yeah, did he speak or get awarded?
White supremacists, I did my inaugural address to a single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
This nigga's fit.
That's the whole, is that the whole thing?
And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU. I say wherever I go.
Boom!
Yeah, and didn't they?
But you know, first of all, thank you, Carrie. He is pandering, of course.
Pander to me, baby.
Thank you, Carrie. No. I'm glad you said that, so I don't have to say it.
You'll never catch me caping for the Democrats. I think we all should. Black people should all vote Republican at least one time.
Not pander.
At least
once.
The mix things up.
No, pander to me, baby.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Said a black HBCU kind of redundant. Listen, Emil. You know,
that's how you know he authentic.
Yeah.
Cause he doubled down on the blackness. Okay.
I was thinking the same thing.
Said, listen, this ain't like Morehouse. Okay. This is a black HBCU. I'm like, God damn.
It's not like Delaware State.
Yeah. He started taking shots at other HBCUs.
Yes.
you're a mute, Randolph.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I'm at Howard, not Bowie. Okay. We at a black HBCU.
So they all black.
I know.
Are they or are they black, black?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're extra black.
Also, y'all notice how he don't go down on the black?
Yeah.
Go up. Some other politicians be like, I'm at a black HBCU. He's like, I'm at a black HBCU, Jack. Okay.
Emphasize.
It's a shout out to Corn Pop for some reason.
Yeah, it was Corn Pop.
Rest in peace to my homie, Corn Pop.
For whatever reason, he's got one black glove on.
No reason at all.
He just holds his fist up.
It just randomly comes up in the middle sometimes, in the middle of a speech.
No reason at all.
I also love that he went there because he could give the speech. This is the speech black people wished Obama would have gave.
Yeah,
right.
But we know he never could. But
no, he can't.
It don't mean we didn't want it. It don't mean we didn't want it. If he would have,
can't do that shit.
We definitely would have had his back if he did it, as he was ousted out of the White House in a sudden impeachment vote. We definitely would have been on his side.
Biden was like, I'm white. What you gonna do? Be mad at him?
Right. I don't just say that because I'm in a black HBCU. I say that everywhere I go. I mean, I hop. I said, give me a Rudy Tooty, Fresh and Fruity, and white supremacy is the number one threat to this nation.
And a large craft of OJ.
Raphael left three comments on last week's Thursday episode, episode 1200. He said, man, that toe-sucking story deserves an award with thunder effects, too. I can't stop thinking, need to distract. I immediately added no toe-sucking surprises to my Kang multiversal prenuptial. Not even in my Bahrain days would I have appreciated that kind of surprise. What did the 911 call sound like? Did they try to kick the victim off the line at first? Because they assumed he was calling to discuss a kink. This multiverse can be scary. I'm beginning work on inventing transparent socks that'll neutralize toe-sucking creeps and protect real men so we can own our own buses. Raphael always has a new invention. He's always got something in the works.
Of course.
Always got that hustle.
And he also included with that comment is this tweet. When you marry a woman who's been rejecting you for years. I'm not sure what this has to do with toe sucking, but... I don't know what's going on here.
Happy. She looks like she's almost tired of his shit, but not really.
She will.
Right. Like he doing too much.
That's got the Bomani Jones, that long and lean Bomani Jones look about him. He does have that.
Raphael also sent us an article. He said, I've been delaying sharing this story because I knew there'd be more to it. Qualifies for a Netflix documentary in the future. When it broke a few weeks ago, it was 70 bodies and some survivors were angry that they had been rescued. Exposed a lot within the authorities as they wouldn't have allowed a minority religion to go this crazy. Y'all see what mine, why mine is the best. I ain't trying to hurt nobody, only a bucks. Now, I haven't actually looked at this story, so I guess I'll click on it now. Autopsies on corpses linked to Kenya starvation cult reveal missing organs, 133 confirmed dead. A starvation cult.
Oh, Jesus.
Did they just stopped eating as a group?
Probably.
Most of the bodies were followers of self-styled pastor Paul Nthenge McKenzie, who was accused.
Good catch on that name, Andy.
I do what I can. I try. You know, I hadn't previewed this article, guys. I just, you know, who was accused of ordering them to starve to death, quote, to meet Jesus.
Mm-mm. Well, then I won't be meeting them then.
Yeah, really. While starvation appears to be the main cause of death, some of the victims...
Jesus don't want that. Why would Jesus want that?
Right. Jesus fed people.
Well, he was kind of thin now.
Was it the same guy?
Jesus was having fish fries, turn your water into wine at the party. What are we talking about?
Well, he also went 40 days and 40 nights without eating, Karen. So, I mean, maybe he was on the Atkins. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's on that intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
He's going paleo. Some of the people were strangled, beaten, or suffocated while starvation appears to be the main cause of death. So I guess he had to help them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Jesus did that part.
He helped meet Jesus quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the corpses had their organs removed, with police alleging the suspects were engaged in forced harvesting of body parts. To do what with? To sell them? To eat them?
Yeah, on the black market, dude.
Well, you know how much a kidney go for these days?
Exactly, like $30,000, $40,000 a kidney.
Put it in that cooler, that 7-Eleven cooler with the ice in it.
Heart, lungs.
That's a tough. I mean, that's a hard way to die, to just starve yourself to death.
Yeah.
Right. I don't
all the ways.
See, maybe it does something good for the organs as far as transplants.
Maybe.
Got no food pumping through it.
They do tell you not to eat before going to the doctor, so.
Yeah.
That's true. Raphael left another comment. Last one, I promise, but he did leave another one after that. Last one, I promised. One of my sources, a Jamaican in Tokyo, was talking about teenagers robbing a jewelry store. Spoilers, they already arrested, and you'll see why. I didn't believe the tale, so he dropped video proof. Now, there's a video on Instagram of people, I guess, robbing this jewelry store.
Damn, in broad daylight, too.
They got like hockey masks on. This is some blatant shit.
This is in China?
Tokyo. His source, a Jamaican in Tokyo, sent him this.
Oh, okay. We don't know if they're Jamaican. We don't know who they are because
I'm gonna say from my vast research pornography, it sounds like Japanese.
Yeah, right. Japanese pornography is terrible, by the way. But that's a story for another day.
I disagree.
You like that shit?
Ugh. Yeah, I'm more for the story. You know, I think you can pixelate people's junk if you got a good story.
It's a different kind of smash and grab.
Yeah, like, okay, I guess that's what we're doing. They walking on by.
I mean, that's pretty brash. Broad daylight, you just take crowbars into a jewelry store, start smashing all the glass and steal shit.
This is what you have with a country with no
glass. I'm just trying to imagine.
Got into that Fisher Price car and drove away.
I'm just trying to imagine. I'm just trying to imagine how short the planning session of the heist was.
Right.
It had to be like 2-3 minute stops, right?
All right, you got a crowbar. You get one, we all get masks, and we're going to fuck this shit up, right?
It wasn't no Ocean's 11 shit.
Like, oh, no.
So who going to do the distraction? Oh, no. This not that type of heist, bro.
We ain't gonna block out the cameras or nothing like that?
What if they did build a scale model of this whole street? Just so they could run in with a crowbar and break all the glass and run out.
That's almost funnier. What if there's a whole Ocean's 12 situation happening, but then when the robbery started, one motherfucker just broke?
Gotta be able to improvise on the fly, man.
One motherfucker just gets out the van, Leroy Jenkins.
No, he doesn't say Leroy Jenkins. It's China. He says Yokozuna. Yokozuna! Blam!
They're like, all right, so we're gonna wait for the guard to go on. Where the fuck is this motherfucker going? What you doing? Oh, just run, just grab some shit.
Damn it, Leroy.
It's like, you know, in those movies, they go, okay, we're gonna go on the count of three. One, and then one motherfucker like, ah!
Fuck, grab the crowbars, get us back.
Oh shit. That is hilarious.
We got a comment from James who said, LOL, the toe sucking dude is fucking insane. I'm going to take it further than Rob did. Or I guess Rob did. I think the dude does that shit all the time. I think he has a perfect job to feed his fetish. He waits to see people come back from a long drunk ass nights, hopes that they pass out, goes to their rooms and sucks their motherfucking feet. LOL. I guarantee that this is just the time his ass got caught. The real story is the foot sucker's house, LOL. I bet deep in his closet is a trash bag full of dirty socks he sniffs or some shit. I bet his face like that from people waking up and licking his ass off their feet. Okay, I saw licking his ass. I was like, what's going on?
Kicking his ass, maybe he meant kicking his ass off their feet.
Yeah, kicking his ass. It must be a typo. Kicking his ass off their feet. LOL. Yeah, his face was all fucked up. It was probably from people who were too.
I'll take it even further than you, since you want to have a dart contest. Sure, let's go there, buddy. I think he does it and gets caught all the time. But people, men especially, are too ashamed to report
right. What
happened. So he's been out there assaulting these feet with impunity.
Right.
Right.
And now y'all know why Now y'all know when you get home from vacation when one sock is missing, y'all know what happened.
I believe that. Who you gonna tell, bro?
Yeah, you just sitting there holding your foot still, like ain't nobody gonna believe you. Get the fuck out.
Who you gonna tell, bro? Who you gonna tell?
Oh, you think they're gonna fire me for this?
Might as well go back to sleep.
That joke that Kyle Kinane had about
Bigfoot.
I just think he's fucking you.
Hey, Bigfoot.
Oh shit, it's Bigfoot.
Just raping people. He's Bigfoot just coming into your tent.
Nobody gonna believe you, bro.
What are you gonna tell, bro?
I mean, what
every
if he woke
he
up and
he's Bigfoot walking, he looks like he just finished fucking. There goes Bigfoot.
No, Bigfoot get his dick wet.
What if the guy, you wake up and he's sucking your toes, but he offers you like some rewards, member benefits afterwards, you know? Takes a little thing off your bill, perhaps?
Yeah. You want some Marriott points? Keep this between us.
Hilton Honors, perhaps? I can hook you up.
You got any more, Andy?
Free vacation? I got you.
Oh, we got a few more. We got Raphael, another comment. This is his last one. It's my birthday week, May 17th.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Happy birthday, man.
Men don't get birthday week.
It's my birthday
week. Yes, they do. Get birthday buff if you want it.
Let's go, black man.
Let me get all the birthday weeks.
Men get a birthday.
It's my birthday week, May 17th, so it's coming up. And even the elephants have started celebrating. They were well-behaved back when I was at Port Harcourt G. Look at them now, SMH. Anyways, a bad market equals I'm fucked. I'm also raising money for the Brooklyn Public Library as part of my birthday celebration. See Rod and Karen. I do good too. And shout out to Brooklyn Shoe Babe. I saw you in the BPL videos. I go to hatch my multiversal conquering plans at my local libraries. Look up White Label American Podcast Instagram and Facebook page for the link. And then he sent us a an Instagram link for some kind of, there's a lot of elephants in the news when Raphael's around. I don't know what exactly is happening here. An elephant entered a village in Port Harcourt Creeks, and when the villagers ran away, he went and drank all 200 liters of local brew. It's a drunk elephant. Is that what's going on here?
He drunk than a motherfucker.
Wow.
Pink elephants.
He's drunk than a motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. That elephant
is gone. Leave him alone. Let him sleep it off.
Yeah, these kids are playing on him.
You know they got long memories.
he ain't going to remember shit from last night.
He will hunt you down.
That elephant ain't going to remember none of this. You're going to have a headache in the morning.
If they come back, they're going to be like, the whole village is dead. You're going to know the elephant did it.
What if he's an angry drunk?
Yeah.
He is drunk, though. He's not... Yeah. He's not fix me a meal drunk.
There's no attitude that he can have that can outdo how drunk he is.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he can't even stand up. He could be a nice drunk, an angry drunk. He a laying down drunk right now.
Yeah. We got a comment from drunk. Stamera, who I don't know. I didn't see this comment. Maybe he got deleted somehow. But it says Mike B needs to watch The Crown on Netflix to catch up with the royal family ratchetness. Like Rod once stated, the royal family is like Game of Thrones without the dragons. I know most Black Americans are not interested in the royal family until Meghan Markle married Harry, but growing up I remember standing on the side of the road in my brownie uniform waving to the queen when she visited the island. The indoctrination in former British colonies is real because we grew up learning British history and watered down Caribbean history because the school curriculum is modeled after the education system in England. I learned about the Barbados slave code after leaving Barbados. And one of the many reasons England abolished slavery because of the many slave revolts on all the islands. Now that Barbados has become a republic in 2021, we are off that. Unfortunately, my friends who are attorneys and the Speaker of the House still have to wear the dusty wigs and black robes and hot ass Barbados.
Wow.
The dusty wigs.
The barristers.
We got an email from Akeem. Hello, Randolph, Andy, and Sock Puppets. Did Randolph disappear?
Yeah, he did.
What happened? Yeah. Did he get knocked off? Or
I don't know.
I don't see him.
His thing is still there. His camera's off.
Oh, okay. I thought he was.
I said, did your baby turn that off too, like she did the lights?
I guess he's still in the chat.
No, I'm here. She had me turn the camera off.
Oh, okay. Akeem says, hello, Randolph Andy.
Drunk Mafia, Elephant Mafia. No, I was here. She just had me turn the camera off.
Akeem says, I just wanted to thank everyone for this podcast. I've been listening to the show since I was 21. Now as an old 30-year-old man. I just want to give y'all and TBGWT some flowers. I get a raise next month and I'll be taking my freeloader badge off. I also found an update on a McDonald's manager that was hiring minors. I don't think it's an update. I think he sent us a little skit. Somebody did a little
sketch on YouTube.
30 is not old, by the way. I know you were, you might feel old, but one day you'll wish you were 30. This is the sketch he sent us. Someone does sketches on YouTube about this stuff. The McDonald's manager.
I ran into some water boys sitting on the corner. I said, hey, man, y'all get off the corner, man. It's doing all that shit. It's a better life out there. Talking about, oh, you ain't in the streets no more, ship leader. You don't know how it is. Man, take a little ride with me. They hop in the car. We pull up to the McDonald's. I said, man, I came from where y'all niggas came from. Now look at me. I got the key to this motherfucker. I'm walking them around and shit. Then I can see it. They not impressed. So then I switched the game up on them niggas. I turned that bitch to scared straight. I grabbed one nigga, took him close as fuck to that grease. I said, you see how hot that shit could get? Tell my shit leader, shit leader. I see what you're saying. I said, nigga, tighten up. Nigga, the world gonna come at you fast. Now these niggas working for me. I got 12, 10-year-olds working for me right now. Got that bitch looking like a sweatshop. And I love it, because I done fired all my old employees. I ain't got to worry about niggas calling in sick, talking about they child, they ain't got nobody watch they child. Bitch, I got the children working. I don't even got to pay these niggas in cash. I'm paying these motherfuckers in V-Bucks. Motherfuckers, they ready to work for Roblox money. And see, and the thing is, one nigga asked me the other day, Shiv Leader, if I work...
Is this dude a stand-up?
That's pretty funny.
I'm assuming he's a stand-up. It's like 2 minutes long. We can cut it here. I feel like he's got some stand-up energy.
Put in Waffle House job interview, Andy.
Waffle House job interview?
Yeah.
Is that him too?
No, it's different group. Let me click it down a little bit. That dude. Up on that guy, yeah.
All right, first thing, bro. Smoke a cigarette? No, I don't smoke a cigarette. All right, so you make it past the onboarding process, there will be a box of Newport shorts in your Waffle House onboarding pack. So we can, you feel me, get you started on them. Because it is mandatory you smoke a cigarette, you know, if you pass your screening.
Oh, y'all drugs here?
Hell nah. Slap box. Damn! Hey,
Devin.
Hey, Devin. This, what's your name?
Derek.
Devin, it's Derek. Derek. Devin. So what I have y'all do is slap box for about 15 to 23 seconds. Just to see what your hand work looking like. They're going to determine what shift we're going to throw you on. You go zerk on Devin, we're going to throw you on the night shift. You will be in there by yourself, but you're going to be able to hold your own.
I don't think I've heard the term go zerk. Is that go berserk? Is that like a shortened version of go berserk? I like that, go zerk.
If Devin pap you out, like I assume Devin gonna pap you out, your man got hand. I don't know why he working here. He should be boxing. But we're glad he on our side. But if and when he pap you out, we gonna put you on the day seal. You feel me? Yeah. You will need backup. Got any questions?
Yeah, no. You ready, my boy?
Let's do it. I'll go at it.
Don't pat you out.
Yeah, I'll go at it. We have a long email from Stefan. So do we want to save this for next week or do it today is the question.
Let's save that one because we only got about 10 more minutes.
Yeah, this is like Stefan is usually sends longer emails. This one's like 7 paragraphs.
And I'm sure it's good. No one's disputing that it's good, Stefan.
There's a lot to cover. He's got touches on a lot. You know what? We'll do a paragraph by paragraph response.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
No one's disputing that. So don't think you got to pap us out.
The email is titled Soul Grifters Inc. LLC.
Yeah.
We'll go zerk on it next week.
I don't think you got to pap us out.
I don't know if I.
Rod, I like what you had to say to Karen Hunter about Ebony Williams.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I've been listening to the discourse about her all week, and no one is talking about the anti-blackness she threw out. I was waiting on you to give me a little more of that because no one's really touched on that, which is really. It's not that it's bothersome to me. It's just that's my problem with it. You know, it's just the anti-blackness she's been working in this whole time. No one has addressed it. Yeah. You know, I saw the women on The View, Sunny and them talking about it, and I'm like, yeah, no one's going to talk about the anti-blackness. That's the whole shit that perked my antenna up was all the anti-blackness. I was like, so just we ain't shit? Really? Really?
As a collective?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as a collective.
If you're fucking pro bus driver, I guess, you know, someone has standards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't go that hard, like too hard on her because she wasn't explicit enough. Like she didn't go full Republican. So she left herself a little bit of wiggle room.
That's what she does.
Yeah. But it's like something that I picked up from Bo. If it's like there's certain things you can say that basically shut shit down. Yeah. So like if you say something is racist, motherfuckers immediately shut down everything and lose their fucking.
I'm just saying she's moving into anti-blackness, which I guess.
Yeah. So instead, I went to the A's. This is anti-black, and maybe she doesn't realize it, but here's how, as opposed to my real thoughts, which are I think she does realize it, and you know, probably is half a Republican.
Yeah, well, she used to go on Fox News all the time.
Right. Yeah. She had like her own show, I think, for a little bit or something like
that.
She
did. She did. And she left Fox because she's not like the rest of us. She's, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't like Trump, I don't think. Like, she's not
the rest of you Negroes.
She's the smart one. She's going to educate all of us because you know, we're not smart enough to not be bus drivers. A job you can retire on.
Retirement with benefits and a pension is good enough for you, Randolph, which are your bigotry of low expectations, then sure.
Raise your standards, Randolph.
Man, job, she just sounds.
I only need you to own the bus, Randolph.
Vacation time, you get a job like that.
She's going to need you to own the gym, Randolph. What are we doing?
Yeah. Who fucking owns a bus?
It's just a bus.
The motherfucker she's dating.
Seriously.
Like, who on one bus?
Some motherfuckers at work.
But also, like, you have a bus line that only your bus goes to. Like, there's not even like a transfer. You can't, we don't honor the transfer for the Metro card because we have a whole different system here. We have bus bucks. You can only use them on our bus.
I do have a friend.
Our prices are as low as our expectations.
If you own a bus, you either live in that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Or you drive a party bus. Like, there's nobody that owns one bus.
I have a friend that does own a bus, but he converted it into a tiny house.
See? Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Like an RV.
You either live there or you fucking.
It still drives. Yeah, it still drives. So what he does is when it gets hot as shit here in Austin in the summertime, he drives that shit to Colorado.
Guess I'm driving to North Dakota.
And he parks it and just lives. And he owns his own business. He makes furniture. So
he just makes furniture there.
You either own that shit and do what your homie do, or you got stripper poles in it. Ain't no fucking in between.
And lights that blink.
Ain't no motherfucker driving a bus like an Uber. Like, I guess I'll take the bus out today. See, we pick up a couple customers.
You got a sound system, doof, 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 while you're driving downtown.
Or what if you live in half the bus, but the other half is for passengers? Like, you basically work from home, but you're driving your bus all over the place, picking people up. Like, you can't sit in the kitchen. You got to go back to the seats back there.
Actually, that could be lit. It probably is a black person somewhere that own a bus and do that shit. We just don't know because it's off the grid. Cash only. Y'all want some hot dogs? I got some hot dogs. I'm throwing it up here. It'd be ready by the time we get to Tron. Y'all let me know.
He's got a living room on his bus with furniture you're not allowed to sit in.
Don't sit on the plastic at the job.
I was like, she's worried about meeting. She's never going to meet nobody on the bus. Do you know why? Because she's not in a Tyler Perry movie. That's why. It's not going to happen. You're not starring in a Tyler Perry movie.
No, that's the movie, though.
Three Little Ebonies, where you meet a bus driver and y'all, you know, that's not. And he's
a bus driver that looks suspiciously
light skinned for some reason. And the bad lawyer in her life that she was dating is this dark brother that, you know, is get out of here. Who now, after he breaks up with her, starts dating this evil blonde woman. You're not in the Tyler Perry movie.
That's the movie. The movie is she's this highfalutin lady. She's a lawyer. She's high society. One day her car breaks down and no one can give her a ride. And she's forced to take the bus. And she's being a real sad sack about
Shamar
it.
Shamar Moore pulls up in a bus.
Right. Exactly. Shamar Moore pulls up. And she gets on the bus, and she still doesn't want to talk to him because he's a bus driver, but he's a little, he's kind of charming. He has one little joke that makes her laugh a little bit.
He looks like Shamar Moore. He's driving the bus with his shirt off for some strange reason.
No, when she goes, when she goes to visit him, she doesn't have fare.
Oh, so we can write a good movie, Ashley.
She doesn't have a fare, so he lets her ride for free. And then she said, I'll bring you your money tomorrow. As he comes tomorrow, he's working on the bus. He's under the hood, and he comes out, and he's got his shirt off. He's all greased up.
He's got his shirt off, and he's got a little bit of oil
across
his chest.
Exactly.
Hey, it's good to see you again. Hey,
I'm glad to see you again. Looks him up on Instagram to get to know something about him and sees him braiding his daughter's hair.
Right. His single child that he has full custody of because her mother ain't shit. Yeah. You know that? No.
He's celebrating his Mother's Day. Is
her
his
mother
day
died. Her mother died.
Her mother died.
Well, mama got to die. Right. Yeah.
And he asked the lawyer, Ebony K. Williams, to, if she could mentor his daughter.
Right. I don't have a woman in my daughter's life, and there's so many things that she's going through. And I was just wondering, you know, because you're such a successful woman, would you ever consider just maybe mentoring my baby?
She, of course, breaks up with him before the third act because he doesn't own the bus.
Exactly. So who in this movie dies of AIDS? The mother.
The mother died of AIDS.
Blood transfusion. Got AIDS already. But of course. The ending of our movie is he buys the bus, right?
He buys the bus with her help.
Old bus.
Now they can be together because he owned the bus.
Because he owns the bus.
He buys the bus, but he's still not satisfied because he's got to put the us in bus. And then he invites her over and like now they're on the bus together.
No, Carrie, she can't buy the bus for him.
He has to buy the bus.
But it's through her encouragement.
Right.
Because she realizes she getting in too deep. She's starting to fall in love with this little girl. They're starting to feel like a family. And then she's like, what do you really want for your life? Because you drive a bus. You're just going to drive a bus the rest of your life. And then she hit him with the, I don't want somebody to drive
a bus. I like this rewrite. As April is saying, he buys it. And then she seeks. Okay, so they have a fight.
Right.
They break up. He goes on about his business. He buys the bus. She sees the billboard for his bus.
Oh, he's expanding his company now.
Yeah, I like that rewrite.
Yeah.
And then I like that. I think Rock Nation Brunch is probably better, Rock Nation. But they get reunited at a business
Hold on. What is he doing at Rock Nation Brunch?
Well, he's bought the bus now. He's bought the bus. So here's how we get him at Rock Nation Brunch. He's ferrying people from hotels.
Okay.
She's at Rock Nation. There you go.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure you weren't saying this nigga was at the Rock Nation Brunch.
No. He's ferrying people from hotels to the bus line. Yeah,
we're on the same page.
So here's the thing. We need a antagonists.
It's her dark-skinned lawyer.
There's somebody.
She's gonna be at the Rock Nation Brunch with him.
Right.
They got back together. Somebody's trying to take his bus from him that he just bought.
Yeah, the ex.
So she steps in as his lawyer to.
Oh, so she hooks. Yeah, she takes care of him.
Okay, so it could be.
Okay, now hold on, hold on. Now hold up. Brother Mark is already on sequel ideas. Yeah, that's a whole other movie.
Wait a minute, hold on. What if someone tries to jack the bus, like a carjacker, and then the bus transforms into a non-binary robot?
Andy's never seen a Tyler Perry movie. So that's okay. Okay, we just found out Andy's out of the writer's room. He don't know nothing about Tyler Perry, and that's fine. We're gonna have to watch some movies, we'll get him up to speed, and then we'll get him back in. But
Emil is saying the dark skin lover X has to be secretly gay. I don't know. This doesn't strike me as this type of movie. Not this one.
Does Tyler Perry do the download for the bad guy?
He has maybe for one movie,
but that's normally not his jam.
Yeah,
who's gonna wear the bad wig?
He's definitely cheating on her.
Yeah, absolutely. With 100%. A white woman.
Yeah, with a white woman. Like 100%. Definitely, like flagrantly cheating in the like only a Tyler Perry character protagonist wouldn't see this as flagrant cheating. Like that's how obvious the cheating in Tyler Perry movies be. He'd be like, hold on, I have to take this call, dumb bitch. Hello, woman, I'm fucking. Yeah, I'm with the dumb bitch now. I'm gonna call you right back. Where was I? Lose some weight. I gotta go. Like.
Oh, man. You're about the size of a bus. I got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So we just need an ending to get them together at the end of the movie where he drives the bus and she takes over the business. Oh, here's how the movie ends. And she's like, and we can buy you another bus. And we're going to expand it. And then he just grabs her and kisses her. And
so I think the arc.
And then we can pick up with Mark's idea for
part two.
Yeah.
Right. I think the arc, though, if she just accepts him as a single bus owner and then doesn't try to expand the business, that completes her arc more, that she accepted a lowly bus driver and didn't try to elevate him. So I think the arc works better.
That's why he grabs her and kisses her, because she's still kind of on that. But and it's like his thing is like, oh, here come this girl right here. Here come this girl. And as she's talking, he grabs her and kisses her.
OK. And then the credits roll.
And scene, and then maybe a Mary J. Blige song.
If Tyler Perry can get the rights,
you got to break it. You got to break a new artist for that.
Well, first of all, it's gonna probably be a gospel song. First of all, it's probably gonna have something to do with the Lord. None of us added that the church element, but it's gonna be in here somewhere. I don't know.
Of course,
I don't know if he gonna take her to church with him and his daughter. Or something like that. Yeah, because she's probably secular. So he takes her.
He also uses the bus to drive like the women, the old ladies' women group around.
Church. Yeah.
And to go
yeah.
to the church lady.
That's how they get him into the church.
They give him some old lady advice. They give him that old lady advice about how to woo this woman, you know?
Well, she gets on the bus at one point with them and they hit her up with how good of a man he is and blah blah blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a son to them or a grandson to them.
Yeah, like their grandbaby.
And then they also tell her how hot she is or how hot he is. You know, like
Emil said, Tyler was in the chat, left and wrote. He's writing the script now.
Yeah, he's done.
It's already done. It's done already. All he needed was a title. He just came up with a title. We didn't. I don't know what it is. Bus fare, the bus driver, bus
fare.
Right, get on the bus.
A bus affair, something. It's something.
Yep. Ooh, I like a bus affair.
Yep.
It's something.
Yep.
And, bus affair is good.
You know, God's got your transfer.
Yeah.
Bus fare for fair skin. We can make this work. Bus down. I can see that.
Bus down.
Bust it open.
Well, he would never go bust it open. That'll be a Madea movie. He did bust it open.
Well, Madea is one of the old ladies in the.
Yeah, I was gonna say Madea's gonna show up somewhere.
She's one of the old ladies in the church group. You know, she
coming to church.
Yeah, and Madea see their relationship and put out a gun, but I put a cap in her ass, and she's wrong.
That's the only scene Madea's in is. The old lady church group that he's ferrying.
Madea
is the last woman to get on the bus as he's because the shot is he's opening the door. They're getting on the bus, all these old ladies, and Madea is the last woman to get on the bus. And Madea's the one. Oh, is this little girl you've been telling us about? Yeah, that's
and there's got to be a scene too.
Ayala's on the bus for some reason too. Ayala's going.
Yeah, she's giving advice in the back.
We don't know why.
There's got to be a scene too where when they're first connecting on the bus and he's driving her, and then they're having this great conversation, and he gets to her stop. He's like, "I think this is your stop," and she goes, "No, I think I'm going to stay on the bus for a while and ride around." And then he drives away. Yeah, she misses her stop. She doesn't care anymore.
Ain't this your stop? No, that's okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm wrong. The title shouldn't even have nothing to do with the bus.
No,
the title should just be like a good man. Tyler Perry presents a good man.
Yeah.
Heels on the bus.
No bus. We don't say bus. Yeah,
no puns. We giving Tyler too much credit with these puns.
A good man.
His title It'd be like, his titles be like Black Daddy. You're like, what? What the fuck got this? What is this movie about?
Transportation to the heart.
Yeah, that
like,
might
we
be
can make this movie. We can make this movie for like $300. That's about how much money Tyler's gonna put in.
We all got phones that have cameras on them. Just shoot.
You can make this happen.
We got lights.
Yeah, we got lights.
Man, the idea of a movie poster with Jamar in a bus driver outfit and he opening the door to whoever the woman is, that's the lead, M.E.K. Williams, and just a good man.
A good man. Man.
Let's go.
My mama would see that. My mama would see that shit, mama. Dog. They would get so much money for that
all
shit.
All the church ladies' money.
The trailer has the scene of him working with the shirt off with the grease.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And a scene of her.
Do we put him in a wife beater or do we have him completely topless? I think he's topless. In a wife beater.
I want a greasy, what do you call it? A tank top.
Wife beater.
Or maybe he greasy. Has like, he has overalls on with no shirt underneath, but one of the hooks on the overalls is off. So he's just got half the overall.
You can do that.
Yeah, because you know you got to show a six pack.
And throughout this trailer, there's at least 5 instances of her saying she's a lawyer.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, ma'am, here's your copy. I am a lawyer. What?
What? Well, we have to have him get into trouble at some point. Not serious trouble, but trouble where she has to use her lawyer ease.
He gets pulled over.
Get him out of it.
Yeah, pulled over by racist police.
Some unjust shit.
Yeah. And she uses her lawyer in. She uses her lawyer in to get him out of jail without even a trial. That's how good she's like, because I am a lawyer. Now let him out.
And the cops are like, oh shit. You got a lawyer.
Oh shit, it's M.E.K. Williams, y'all. Just let
gotta
him free.
Let him go.
He's in court. He's in court. And then she just walks in.
And just grabs him and they walk out.
Just walks in. I am representing Mr. Bus Driver here. You know, and then she throws it down. Or maybe don't make it to court. Maybe it's the deceased wife's family wants the daughter.
Yeah, I was gonna say something about the kid.
The deceased wife's family wants the daughter, and because he's only a bus driver. And then that family has money for some reason.
Right.
And the family is in hair care. That's where their money comes
and
from.
Their lawyer,
the wig scene.
Their lawyer is her dark skinned ex, Trouble T Problem.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's go. And you know what? They ended up getting the insurance money, stole the insurance money from him. That because you know the family got to be extra mean.
That's why he can't afford to buy his bus.
Right. So he was
right.
The family took it and now they won't cuss.
So that's how she can help get the money without giving him the money.
After they have the fight, they're at the custody meeting with the mediators. She has a change of heart. She goes to the meeting, comes walking in, sits down, represents him. They win the mediation.
Of course. Of course.
They walk out. He thanks her. The little girl's holding her hand, maybe.
Hey, did you need a ride home?
Now this is now hold up. This is the flip, right? This is where they have the fight. Like we think they together because they want this happened like 2/3 through the movie. Right. So it's getting to that point where we're like, oh, they're gonna be together after this trial, right? This is where she's like, oh, I wouldn't date you. You don't own the bus. And then we get that whole Roc Nation thing we brought up earlier. That's the third act is, you know, the billboard, Roc Nation. He owned the bus now, you know, that kind of shit. Because I think we could do this early so you could set the audience up for they should be together.
Yeah.
And then here she go with that. And we can really take it verbatim from what she said to Yana. Like, literally, like, I'm sorry that your family had lower expectations and D's and C's was good enough. It's like, what the fuck? Why are these characters acting like this?
Yeah, and then you have him. You have
the only C I have is the class.
Some way we talk about how he was an honor student, but his dream was always to help the community.
Yeah, she just didn't understand. She was judging.
Right, and then she realizes the error of her ways.
Yeah.
Like somehow she figures out that he went to an Ivy League school.
Right.
Yeah, he had to drop out when his wife got pregnant, and right. then she had AIDS. So then he had to drive the bus.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got C's and D's, a C-class license and diesel fuel. Yeah. Yeah, so what about it? What about it, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, I like it. That's
I can't wait to see this. This Tyler Perry presents a good
yeah, be crazy. Is if... If he did graduate from college and he had a law degree, but he decided that this is what he wanted to do.
It's his passion. Yeah, he's not stuck in this place. This is where he wants
can't,
to be.
Okay, we can't fully give him the law degree. That's crazy. It's got to be like two credits short or something. Like, right. like or, he could have got it, but he didn't get it. Because if you give him a full law degree, then it kind of makes her right.
Either he has the degree, but he hasn't taken the bar exam yet.
Yeah, there you go. It's right. got to be something like he closed. Yeah.
He hasn't or taken the bar exam.
Something unfair yeah, like happened at the school, and they fucked him over, and he missed his chance to graduate.
Like, how about this? He just was getting there, and he was just about, he decided that wasn't the life for him.
What we can't have is this nigga's a lawyer driving a bus, is the point.
That's what I'm saying. So he decided that.
Maybe he got into all those schools, but he decided not to go to school.
Yeah, I don't want to be doing this shit for the rest of my life. I want
to
be.
I mean, he's like, I decided to raise my daughter.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
a good one.
Yeah, because that goes right into the good man. Like, oh, he was too good of a man to go be a lawyer. He decided to be a good father because his dead wife died of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah. AIDS that she contracted through a blood transfusion.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
She was maybe a dirty syringe on the bus. Perhaps she sat on.
No, Andy, not taking it to that.
Oh, my bad.
God damn it. Andy's never seen a Tyler Perry movie.
I really haven't.
The blood transfusion.
She got the good version of AIDS. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She got the good AIDS. I'm not saying she was using a dirty needle. I think she just. I was saying she's like sat on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She wasn't shooting up or anything.
Honestly, all right, y'all. We do have to bring this one home.
And then, at the end of the movie,
you see how quick could chat AI do that? No.
Iyanla asks her at the end of the movie, Iyanla says, she's on some talk show and the host is like, would you date a bus driver? And she's like, no, I wouldn't, because I married one.
There you go.
Come on through.
That's the first after credit scene.
honestly, you could recontextualize this whole thing once you've seen the movie. And have her literally say, yeah, if he owned the bus.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn. Oh, she meant it in the good way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how she salvages that bullshit you said. She do a whole movie and be like, see, I wasn't bullshitting.
If you own the bus, you own my heart.
Now, I tell you, that's the first after credit scene. And then right. the second after credit scene is her learning how to drive the bus and him being like, no, you're not. And then the scene.
Yeah, the daughter is on there acting scared and shit. Yeah.
Why are you so sad? Oh, they're trying to repossess my bus.
Yeah.
They said I missed some payments.
Trouble T
has a bake sale.
Return.
To raise my first bus.
Trouble tea problems will return. Good man, too.
A good man. It's like four O's on good.
Even gooder.
So what you have to have is one
gooder
of
and man.
What you have to have. Okay, so what you have to have is we have to write the scene where one of her friends says that to her. You know,
he's a good man. Oh, wait, your mic just went out.
Muted.
Big bus Perry. Got him. Yep. Big bus got him.
I'm getting with my ideas, Randolph.
Bustle and flow, said Greg.
Bustle and flow. I think Iyanla says good man.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, she tried to talk sense into him.
Even if he's a good man, you know, some shit like that. A good man would own the bus. Oh, my, he needs you to unmute
him. Yeah, now he's unmuted. Okay. Or about to be.
I can't even say the line now because I might get muted again.
What was it? I want to hear it.
that at some point one of her friends says, when she's like, I can't, girl. He's a bus driver. And then her friend says, no, girl, you got to understand, he is a good man. Yeah. Ain't that many of them out there, girl.
I'm in the theaters in May.
A good man.
Tyler Perry presents A Good Man.
He drove his way right into my heart.
Based off the novel by Sapphire.
Based on the novel Get Out and Push by Sapphire.
Yeah. Brought to you by the people that brought you Get On the Bus.
It's the same bus from Get On the Bus. He
is a good man.
He in the bus helping his daughter with homework and shit.
Steve parked under a street light so she can see.
Of course.
let's work on your timetables right now. Like, this times two. It's like we're double parked right now. Double is times two.
Yeah, he helped his daughter with her math while he's driving the bus.
Right. Like, hey, what gear am I in now? Fourth? That's right. What comes after four? Right.
She just gave me 85 cents. Now, how much change do I owe her? Oh, man.
It's a good movie. All right, y'all. Let's bring this one home.
I'd watch.
Yeah. Yeah, if anything, we'd either watch it in a church or we'd go see. We definitely watch it on one night on some digital streaming service.
I was gonna say, this is a straight to streaming movie.
Why y'all playing? This is gonna be on Tubi.
Tyler Perry, don't go to Tubi, Karen. Don't do that. No, Tyler Perry, come on. TV One minimum.
There you go.
Oh, that's not bad. TV. That's a good TV One type.
Yeah,
that movie right there.
Y'all come on back Monday.
TV One Plus presents Tyler Perry.
We will be here for
with
y'all.
Limited commercial interruption.
Today's podcast. Y'all look out for this movie that we've just written.
And Tyrese's trouble tea problem.
And we will see y'all on Monday. We have any concerns?
I don't think we do. We're just trying to ride our way into the hearts of music.
You look out for us riding it to your hearts.
Just rolling along.
On Tubi. Coming to you on Tubi.
I think we broke Roderick.
Oh, man.
From air fryers to air brakes, this podcast covers it all.
The image of Tyrese as an evil, dark-skinned lawyer who's cheating with a white woman is just, that's going to be in my head for a week, guys. Thank you so much. Whew. Oh, I'm sweating.
That's when you know it's good, when you're sweating. So y'all come on back. We'll be here for y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us today. As always, we appreciate y'all. Let's wrap this up. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Sharon Morrow.
I'm Trouble T Problems.
I'm Brother Mark.
And this is why the writer's strike needs to be ended as soon as possible.
And this is why this is why sometimes not having Mike be around to derail us.
Yeah.
Actually, because he would have fucked this whole thing up.
Yeah.
The Transformers angle was bad.
Everything would have been terrible. Let's see. This production company, so we get this shit to rolling.
Oh, we got all the way through this shit. We're three guys on. We're out.
Heat in six.